Yeah, just like be like, all
Said
right,
CV, I thought it was Savvy.
Sebi, yeah, Sebi. I always say Sebi, but just hey, man, look, man, he work out, man, work out groove, man. If you need some of the shit to help you sweat, goddamn, ginger root is a bitch. Like, no, hit it with the finesse, and you ain't on this. So, look, man, do not go to the pharmaceutical, man. They're trying to kill you, cancer. Yeah, to be on t-shirt tomorrow. I'm not gonna be, y'all not gonna be, but it's the same way you gotta perform,
right?
And talk, and you know what I'm saying, have intellect, and they're gonna be like, all right.
I say that man, no, I really want to go out there, shit, you know, get
under
some of that treatment though. But
mm-hmm.
them white, I mean, them boys, then that money, they do whatever they want to do to protect that money and continue to push that bullshit, man.
That's what it is, bullshit. You hear me? That's what it is. But you say it's a refreshing taste. It ain't.
Yeah, we about to get into it, man. Look.
Yeah. They got the alkaline water. Nigga had this ginger root water.
I ain't even got CBD fucking water now.
CBD. Oh, girl had it at the shop by.
Yep. Shout out to the Zen Factory.
Yeah. So you know she made it out too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's some shit, yeah. You need to get packaged up, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope right there.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Help a collective. We can do it together. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what we fit to do. We're going to push this shit out.
Yeah.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Tony Tone, Exclusive Talk Radio, and we have in the building, man, a special guest that came through, stopped by, Mr. Official King Kilo is in this motherfucker. Let's give it up. Kilo!
What's happening, big dog?
Man, welcome to the spot. Welcome on in. How you feeling today?
Good, feeling good.
What part of town are you coming in from this morning?
I'm coming from the north side right now.
Okay, so not too crazy.
Yeah.
That's some good shit there. I know we got some music going on in the backgrounds and stuff. I want to kill this because we want to talk to you, man.
All right.
King Kilo.
Yeah.
Your artist, mogul, fashion designer,
yeah,
mentor.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Let some of the people know what type of the work that you do.
All right. First, we're going to start out the interview by giving God the glory. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, then man.
Take a time to heal and, you know what I'm saying, think. So the first thing we're gonna say, the first thing in every book is the. So we're gonna say we're gonna think, heal, and execute. So we thought about what we're gonna do. We healed our mind with the ginger root and sour lead. Now it's time to execute. But me, you know what I'm saying, I'm just a brand.
Yeah.
That's all I am. I'm a brand. Fashion designer, music artist, promoter, mentor, and extra a person that's coachable. So I'm gonna work for my people too. So if I gotta be the worker for the day. The worker for the year, I'm gonna work because I like to add value to other people's product, brand, music, and to other people. So I just say I got a good portfolio of being a boss, the leader, entrepreneur, and be the one that'll sweep up and something in the car,
wipe
the car off, and
because that's what a boss does.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you know, I pay people to do it, but when shit don't get done, I gotta jump in and gotta knock it out without no hesitations, no complaints about it, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, what type of, like? Literally, I know with so much being said, when someone comes to you and say, hey, Kilo, some people may just say you're a designer. What is something that you would tell them outside of that?
I just always say, man, I'm a God-fearing hustler.
Huh. Like,
anything, I'm a hustler, you know what I'm saying? But I want it to be legitimate because I can live off this. Anything happen, I can come back home to this. If I get in a car wreck or anything, I can come back home to this. I don't got to worry about you stealing the stash.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Legitimate hustler. And I know, like, things corrupt, you know what I'm saying? Everything corrupt, but my plan is to stay on the path of righteousness. Don't live in a life of iniquity, you know what I'm saying? Like the Bible tells you. So just straight hustle. But I'm also, like I said, I'm coachable. So I'm always sit back and just be 10%. If I'm 100% of that product and that's what you're trying to sell, I'm going to be at 10%. So you can give me your 9% of your point of view and I can add my 10% and that's going to make it high. You telling me how you want your stuff to be sold and I add my 10% and it's going to work like that. You know what I'm saying?
Man. And I love that you say God fearing too, man, because you get a lot of people, not just in the industry, but just people in general nowadays that they forget or that they don't even recognize the creator. They don't even recognize the one that wake them up in the morning, starting them on their way with their right mind, health and strength. They don't even recognize that. And man, I thank you.
Yeah, appreciate
for being visual and having an open mind to know that, man, we don't do this thing by ourselves.
Yeah, we can't.
I know you got the hustle spirit. How did that come about, the entrepreneur spirit?
Well, really, come from Alabama, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was born in Heidelberg, Germany, so overseas, baby, is really, I'm from overseas, got a passport swag, but come from Alabama.
Wait a minute, let's slow that down. You were born in?
Heidelberg, Germany.
Heidelberg, Germany.
Uh-huh.
Overseas.
Overseas, for real.
Overseas, baby.
Yeah,
overseas, literally.
Baby. Yeah. And I migrated to 912 Hinesville, then I moved to Alabama. First grade and up, you know, kindergarten all that up to ninth grade. Then I migrated to Houston.
Wow.
Then I migrated to Memphis. Then I migrated to New York. Then I came back. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was on a lot of road trips with my family members. You know what I'm saying? My cousin played a big part. King Mapiano, Roliano.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Fred Money the Power, Ricky Yano. You know what I'm saying? We always was on the team thing, and my cousin was the head. He was the leader. So I took a lot of road trips, different lot of states. And my daddy was a road runner. You know what I'm saying? So my daddy was a CDL truck driver, military man. So he been in 25 countries. So we'll get up. Man, I need you to get yourself together. It's 5 minutes, let's ride. We in this state, we in this city. So I always said that, and I got to hustle. My mama doing hell, going to work. I got to hustle. My daddy, no sympathy, man, by any means. And I am not talking about illegal, but son, you got 10 minutes to brush your hair. And you don't need to bring no brush in the car. Do it at the house. Leave that there. We got to go to church 6 o'clock in the morning. Cutting grass, raking leaves. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's discipline. Chopping trees. It got to be done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they embedded to me like, well, I got to hustle, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to hustle. You know what I'm saying?
Manual labor. DNA.
Yeah. I got to hustle. You know what I'm saying? My daddy coached me. My mama coached me. My grandma, my auntie, uncles. You know what I'm saying? In the Alabama lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Coming from poverty, having little. In the whole area of Birmingham, it's not this side of town. It's the whole area is what they consider behind time, but it's not rebuild. They don't rebuild stuff. It's like Memphis. That's why I could adapt to Memphis so good, because they don't rebuild stuff from 70s. If your grandma stayed in that house, your auntie stayed in the house, that same house still there. They just renovated it. So it's same mindset, be out there, because the roads ain't changed. The street, the same street.
It's just steady. Stagnant.
So they really not going to grow. The normal person not going to grow, but not Alabama and Birmingham, you know what I'm saying? They exceeding right now, and they succeed in growth. You know what I'm saying?
And I got to say, that's a long backdrop, bro.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And with that detailed history, family, friends, cohorts, your main thing is you stuck with family. You had mom, you seen mom and pop really doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Was it is your two parent household?
Two parent household.
That's a blessing in itself, man. Yep. So I gotta say,
appreciate it. Appreciate that.
Keep that shit up, man. That's that hustler mentality, bro. They say 6 o'clock in the morning, get you out, let's go, and it's up.
And then this my boy, Life of Cody.
Yeah, we got Life of Cody in the building.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? He want my brother Sav like B Knox. You know what I'm saying? It's basically the dude that taught me swag for Houston swag.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was cool, Jit.
But he was still country.
Yeah. No, he showed me that this Jeff Joint, this one the first person that put the brand on, and like his wordplay and his execution at the same time. I always say execution of conversation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He put they play a big part of my hustle. You know what I'm saying? Road dollar, road to riches, get it by any means. You know what I'm saying? My people, Birmingham, Memphis, like all my family, friends, even managers, like give me the hardest part of the job. But it showed me how to endure, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I just appreciate all my people, you know what I'm saying? Supporting it, rocking. You see how he put it on? You see how he put it on? Yeah. You see how he put it on? See how I put it on? See how you put it on?
Like, I want a whole fit, man. I'm ready for a whole fit. I'm ready to get this shit rocking for real.
I got you. Just I believe you'll do a small or a medium. You know what I'm saying?
You let me know.
I got you. That's a fact right there.
And I got it's your team. Yeah. It's a team thing.
Yep.
And we know our parts in the team. We know LeBron can't win a championship by himself. Uh-huh. Mike, Kobe couldn't do it by themselves. It took a team.
Yep.
And you get a lot of people that say, shit, you know, I could just do that shit myself. I could go give a prayer. I could do that shit myself. I can push it out myself. You can. But would it be as effective when you have people around you that's going to hold you accountable as well as you holding them accountable to get the shit done?
You necessarily don't have enough time to do everything yourself.
Yep.
Teamwork is important, man.
Take a village.
Yep. They know what they talking about. They critique me all the time. I listen. And then, like, Slick P, my cousin from Docena, where I'm from, like, I come home, he throwing me money, him, Samuel, Ray Ray come to pick me up from New Orleans. They got to pick me up from New Orleans, mega bus, take me back home, like, taking care of me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they put money in my pocket and, you know what I'm saying, got me up. Slick P, Ray Ray Longway, YNT, Ray Ray, y'all go look his music up. Jalen, Dominique, take me to Dollar General with the EBT card, give me groceries, Mari. My other nephew.
And shout out to all the guardian angels out there, man.
Yeah, my auntie Deb, Dietrich, Chucky, all the people that coach me. Like, I know I might miss a couple names. My auntie Lisa, Uncle Mike. Like, I know I might miss a couple names, but, man, all this was a collaboration over competition. It was a collection of people, you know what I'm saying, being on me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
collaboration over competition.
Yeah, they, you know what I'm saying? My La Familia big, and they, you know what I'm saying, they pushing that turf. 6-0 got it. Which we gonna call them healthy guy and not Dre Day.
Man, like, I gotta say, with you naming these people, you know, the collective of group that's pushing, how are you able to nurture these relationships that
keep going, my bad.
How are you able to nurture these relationships that you're actually able to connect with?
Cause see, I learned one thing, I ain't gonna always be there in the physical. So just a text message, a conversation, Instagram, a like, a post, motivational speak. Daily affirmations. Yeah, I forgot about that. Why I say he good. I forgot I was sending them out like books and, you know what I'm saying? And me just being a coachable person listening. Because sometimes I don't know everything. And then they can be able to tell me, do this, do that. That nurture them like I'm just right there. And they nurture me at the same time. So we still on that almond milk. You know what I'm saying? We still on that oat milk. We still getting the milk that we need from each other to grow and build and be strong. You know what I'm saying? So like I told you, if you got you either got crumbs on your plate or a cake. As long as you got something on your plate, you ate, man. Great.
Man,
ate,
great. Man, this is a good you know talker, man. You hear me?
Like you ate, you know what I'm saying?
Until you soaked up the game.
Aid and assist your family, man. You know what I'm saying? Like for real. Like, I'm not the biggest. You know what I'm saying? And I can be humble and say that, but I know what I bring to the table. I know what my team brings to the table. The people I shouted out, like my manufacturers, like the brand and how they telling me you need to do this, do that, teach me about the thread counts, like all the people that been rocking with me, you know what I'm saying? Like
getting better at every day.
Yeah, man. Even you, when I was in South by Southwest, boom, you know, camera videos, and it just came to this. Like you stayed, hey, contact, boom, 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 boom. Then you posted a video, you did what you said. Then when I got on the interview with Road Dollar on the Road to Riches, his documentary gonna be amazing. Hey, you
shout out to Road Dollar again, man. Yo, Road to Riches.
Road Dollar, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
y'all on the road to it, man.
That's a real hustler. That's a real leader. You know what I'm saying? Cat got the brand coming. You know what I'm saying? For the CBD, the vegan, and like the lifestyle to make you eat healthy and the oils and stuff like that.
So
like,
again, you're not just in the music lane changing mindset. You're not just in designer doing with clothes and just changing the game up with that and pushing a brand, man. Again, young black man.
I'm back, man.
Sitting on the world.
Mm-hmm.
We can have this shit.
Yep.
We own this from birth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking it out. Yeah. Even in your well-educated. Appreciate even if it wasn't from Harvard, I got to say, your spirit is well-educated.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's something about it, man, that I get the little goosebumps and shit. But you know, it's that kindred spirits and, man, you got a great support system around you. Yeah. Kilo, do your thing, bro.
I will, bro. You too.
Man, you're changing mindsets as far as getting their body right.
Yes, sir.
Put the lean down. Drink, we should say, pick up some snap water, ginger root,
and
sour sap. Ginger root and sour sap. That's for UTI inflammation and ginger root for your immune system. Get my boy that cup.
And his hustle is contagious, as you can see.
Man.
You see his hunger, you see his persistence. And
make you want to get out there.
Work beats talent. You can be the best rapper or best whoever, but if you ain't putting that
work behind
hunger
it.
Behind it, you see his heart first.
That's a fact. I went to an event the other day, and I was like, I went late. It was like over at 10, I showed up like 9:35 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking like, damn, there's one person I should have brought with me, and I thought about him. I couldn't think about nobody else. I was like, who I could have brought? Somebody was the only person, like when you go somewhere with him, he connected.
Yeah.
He talking to people, he getting everybody attention. They like talking to him.
Yeah.
Like the connection is so pure. Like,
and it's energy,
it's,
bro.
It's real
like
good.
This word is a whole bunch of just energy just moving around. And it that popping. I ain't fit to keep going on it. But keep it up, man. Keep it up, man. Yeah. And again, like you were saying, you wanted them around. Like when I go on these school tours, because I'm manifesting. We're going to be going around schools, and we're going to be talking to those schools and those children in schools that have a mindset of, I'm out of here. I'm hopping into the rap game. All I can do is I need to post pictures of weed, drugs, money, and robbing.
Ain't nothing wrong with school, man. Nothing wrong.
You know
with
what
school.
I'm saying? So if we can change that mindset now to say, it's way other avenues you can go down. You fly kids right now. Boom. You got them. Shit. Man, what was some of the entrepreneur experiences as a child that made you just say, you know what, this is those experiences that said, I know I can't be sitting too much at no 9 to 5 and depending on that. I got to make this shit happen for myself as well.
Because I was always had the mentality, well, I don't want you to give me nothing. If you give me some, I'm going to give you something back, whether it's my work, my information, or you put $5 in. If I got 25 cents in $1.25 to that $5, I did something. So I was always taught that, I mean, you need to work. Because, you know, when people give you something, it's always something behind it. Right. Most people. So I used to go watch, like my auntie Dale, I just put lotion on her feet and clean her shoe closet $5. I know no person like that ain't nothing. I had back then.
Man, I had Ain't Dutta like that. Shout out Ain't Dutta. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah, rest in peace. Back then, you get 4 chips for $1. Mm-hmm. So it's 4 of my partners. We all got a bag of chips, and we gonna be real. We still stole somebody Candelita highs. You know what I'm saying? So we got some chips and a Snicker, and we got a couple more dollars on them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we just gonna keep a couple steady.
That dollar used to go a long way. That dollar used to get you a quart of water, some chips, a cake, and some candy.
And you be good. And then they ask where you got the money from. Well, as Auntie did.
Yeah.
Now you ain't gotta ask me. Picking up them pecans for $7. You know what I'm saying? Like raking leaves. I was like, man, I gotta get some type of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can't depend on that. You feel me?
Because I used to bag the groceries and the key food in Brooklyn.
So you know what's going on.
We had to get out. You
know, and was it voluntary? Yeah. Like
you could walk in the key food and be like, yo, can I pack some bags? And the people tip you.
Man.
People used to tip you, like give you all they change from when they just bought everything. They gave
you walking out
right
to the car and shit. We leave out. You and they bust
11 out. Years old. You got $40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just been here for like 3 hours. Now I'm finna go call my people, get some weed, something, you know, something. Mm-hmm. Do my thing. We used to buy the little fake watches outside. We used to be wild. We had money. We had money to blow.
Yeah.
11 years days. Old. What you got to do for real?
Lunches ain't nothing but 45 cents shit.
Right. Yeah, reduce lunch, yeah.
Man, nobody. I'm safe.
Country too, sure. Yeah. I know for sure, me speaking from my experience, if we wanted some like new J's or something, you know, my pops, my pops had horses.
Mm.
So shit, he like get out there in that barn.
Yeah.
Get that head clean up them.
Boy, and y'all don't know if y'all know about them horses. If y'all ever clean those stalls out, right, boy, that's work.
Yeah.
That's
sweat. How you sweat.
For he's the makers do like them there the whole like hear him and his partner.
Pull that shit out, lay it down. Bro. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they're country boys, there, man.
Nasty. Shit, all kind of stuff.
Up down to you, past your ankles.
He'll get us some J's though. You know what I'm saying?
He worked for it. You did
again. That's that work. You had to get up when shit handed to you.
Monday, and then we might have been sitting this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
But we fresh on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what do you consider one of your greatest achievements?
Let me think first before I speak on that. But
what you would consider to be your greatest.
Man, really, like, to be honest, overseas, baby. Because it touch everybody, whatever nationality, whatever race. Because everybody like a baby from an animal, a dog gonna protect that baby before he protect his owner. So that overseas, baby, you know what I'm saying? That's where I can get to people without saying, rap music. Everybody don't listen to rap. Everybody don't listen to rock. Everybody don't listen to pop. But clothes, it's seasonal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we still got that jacket or that car from when we was 12 years old. If your stuff didn't get lost in stores like mine, you still got a piece of something. Your neighborhood shirt, your hood shirt, clothing, it circulate forever. Like how they got the old man, the elder got the hats they passed down.
Yeah.
He was talking about how his father was giving him them city hats. Like there's some clothes gonna get around. You know what I'm saying?
Come back around too. Just give it time. Them seasons and changes, styles.
That's true.
Don't throw that shit away. About him, so I know, bro. And for me, I would say the greatest one of his greatest achievements from outside perspective is the 180 change. We was in the streets and we was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had a different mentality. Just the mentality shift. You know, we always been hustlers, but just the reshift of the energy, doing it in the right
way. Doing it this way, and I'm going to use it to this way.
Instead of doing it the other
way. Yeah.
Everybody hit that point of realization.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's why he's so solid. That's why his support is so, you know what I'm saying, genuine.
So authentic and shit, bro.
It's authentic. You know what I'm saying? It's just the 180 switch, bro. It's just the, you can see it firsthand. You know what I'm saying? You can feel it. You know what I'm saying? So. That's what I would have to say. You know, of course, this is just this comes with the mentality switch, the overseas baby, you know, and more stuff to come. You know what I'm saying?
Man, sure. Big and better to come, man.
You see,
and it's a mindset thing.
Yeah, he telling the truth. That's why I had to think. That's why I say, man, I got to bring the team. You change know what your I'm mind. Yeah. Man, be honest with you. Like I tell people, man, captivity made me patient.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hunger made me feed other people. So being in that cell block, you know what I'm saying? Well, you got these, what mindset, politics, I was already good at that. I know how to control and sit back and act like I ain't controlling them because I'm gonna let you lead, but you know I still got the section.
Yeah.
Because I always locked in with the Hispanic community. I always locked in with the white people. I always locked in with the Egyptian. You know, Egyptian look just like him. Some of them light skin and look Mexican. Yeah, so. It's nothing when they talking about they eating, cooking with coconut oil and drinking coconut water. I'm doing that in the free world already. My boy over there talking about ate noodle, I already know about boiling them noodles. My white boy, all he want to do is talk about fishing. I'm from the country.
I see that
Chevy sign on you. I already know you from the country. So I'm just sitting back watching and that captivity, when you captured, you know what I'm saying, you enslaved, that build hunger in you. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I was hungry. I had commissary 2 times in 9 months. From both my aunties, Auntie Louise, Auntie Lisa. You know what I'm saying? No phone calls until it was free phone calls. You know what I'm saying? So captivity, I say, all right, I'm patient now. I ain't going back. I ain't reacting the same way. You know what I'm saying? I'm really the vice president. That's how I feel
of the
streets. Because Jay President, that's the president of the global world in the streets to me because I didn't choose violence. I chose peace, VP, vice president. And man. I don't have nothing signed with Rap-A-Lot, but I do respect King Sergio, our money. That's my people tied in. That's my La Familia, you know what I'm saying? I'm TMB. They Rap-A-Lot Mafia, Stunner Gang. Shout out to Agus Home, La Red, Drink Boulevard, Big Tony, Kyle Wayne. My boy LaRed putting out all the slabs, green, purple, you know, Big Tony putting out slabs. Shout out to Ace, AG, shout out to all them boys, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
But I chose peace over violence, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a VP, because I'm giving humbleness, but I'm giving hunger too.
Yeah.
And I don't say I'm no lion, I'm a dog, I'm a snake, I'm a little G-O-D. I don't consider nothing myself to what God, so you're supposed to control the earth. Control was on the earth, so how can I say I'm a dog? They give you that dog mentality, that lion mentality. Man, I'm not none of that. I'm a little G-O-D.
Yeah.
I'm a spirit, you know what I'm saying? So being held captive in the captivity made me patient. And I say, hey, boom, boom, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to think about it. When you control, you define. That's your CD. So it playing your head all the time. I was controlled. But it defined me to be a bigger king, a bigger little G-O-D. So that CD I was going to play in my head when I sat down and did that time. Before talking about all them years. Hey. So I'm going to take this, take that. I said, I ain't taking nothing. I'm going to sit up here and rot, man. And I kept telling him, I say, man, I'm just going to be a minister to society. And till I get up out of here, man, because I got to survive. You know what I'm saying? I'm used to getting criminal cake. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had a job a year. I always get something, leave, get on the road, do this. And this time I say, I got to learn, man. I can't keep doing the same thing. And it worked for me.
You know, I can definitely tell you I had time to reflect. You know what I mean?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Because, like, sitting down, that shit definitely give you, like, time to focus on your ambitions. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I wrote a lot of stuff down in books and stuff. A lot of my ideas and those things. And as soon as I came home, I started doing those things. Mm-hmm. I had the time to focus on them and know what I really wanted to do with it.
Yeah, so, and that's a fact. And shout out to all them people up in Eastside, Clinton Park, Big Toe Way, my little boy, my little nigga, Baby Toe Way, Eggers Homes. Like, if I miss somebody, Lakewood, my Migo people, like, all them boys up in the main Homestead. Shout out to all my boy that was up in there, man. You know what I'm saying? They held it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Them spreads and, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All that, man. You know what I'm saying? Held it down for me, man. You know what I'm saying? All the people in there. You know what I'm saying? The dude that's with Flawless. You know what I'm saying? My boy Mo City, he gave me the Think and Grow Rich book. Like, all the, you know what I'm saying? Even the CEO, he said I ain't had no comment. Said, yeah, call me up there. Put that milk right there. And that extra beverage, give it to me. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't take it all the time. Gave it a pass to the round. But even the CO was spreading that commissary to me. You know what I'm saying? Man. And it was just through the stuff that we was giving. You know what I'm saying? So give me that milk. You know what I'm saying? I needed that calcium. You know what I'm saying? So
when something ordained for your life, bro, the enemy will try to take it from you. God allows certain things to happen, as you already know.
Yep.
And I'm glad that you took advantage of that time and said, instead of being instilled in menace, let me see how I can be some peace into somebody else's world of chaos. Man, we about to take a quick break. We got King Kilo, Cody in the building. Hey, we know we got the whole squad, but man, shit, y'all better stay tapped in, stay tuned in, because gems are being dropped. Education is being spreaded around. We got King Kilo in the building, overseas baby. Let's go. We about to hop into some of that. What's that? No effort.
No effort.
No effort.
Man.
Let's get into some of that. No effort here.
And shout out to Say no Cheese, effort, man. Travel hard. Trap Mandini. Joe Fitness. Shout out to everybody. Coach Storm and 19 Keys. Big enough.
No PA.
Effort. I'm saying shout out to the coach.
No effort. I keep this pimping that shit with no
talk radio.
I done broke me a bitch and I left her. I done dropped me a nigga with the left hook. With the left hook. No effort. I keep this pimping that shit with no effort. I done broke me a bitch and I left her. I done dropped me a nigga with
the
left hook. I took them shits. I walked out. And the security tried to stop me.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, you can't. I'm saying, bro, the car right here. He said, no, but it's against the law. I said, I ain't asked you about the law.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm leaving.
Really?
We out. He said, no, nah, I'm not supposed to leave. I said, listen, I'm getting in the car. You have a nice day. I don't know what to tell you. I said, get the fuck out of here.
I don't get that, man. You hear me?
It's like, take it out the bottom. Just go.
Yeah, man.
Yo, we back. We back. Exclusive talk radio. We have King Kilo in the building, the overseas baby.
Yeah.
And definitely, man, we chopping it up. You dropping gems, dropping jewels.
Appreciate it.
Anybody wants
describe to the most exciting minute of your entrepreneurial journey.
Oh.
And I gotta say entrepreneur because you more than just a musician.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You more than just a mentor. You more than just a close, you man.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a
businessman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably, be honest, RP fella, my fella Snooty Wide, me Snooty Wide in Memphis, man.
Crazy how that shit happened down here, man.
Yeah, man, like, the way he treat me, like, after I met him, like, you know what I'm saying, can't speak on everything, but that was one of the most influential people I had met, you know what I'm saying, because he was tied to my people from the real turf, Mac G Love and all them people, you know what I'm saying? And when I met him, I knew that, because like my cousin gave me some gear. I had the same shoes he had on. I had the same pants he had on, just a different color. You know what I'm saying? Shook hands, handle business, Lonnie, you know what I'm saying? But he kept, every time he see me, he'll rock with me though. He hit me on Twitter. I see him in real life. He'll rock with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't no fake stuff. Like, he showed me that, man, I can have this and that, but I'm still right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, El Pablo, you feel me? Big Snooter Wild, Mob and Peace. That was my first time actually dealing with somebody like that, or that caliber. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done seen him all the time in traffic. You know, I done seen Game for real on Brazil Street. I'm seeing this boy. I don't want to say what Kai in because it's politics, but I'm seeing him. I seen this man. I'm not even going to say what color he had. I seen this man sliding through Game, but I seen him sliding through. I didn't get to touch him, talk to him. I seen him on Brazil Street. Like, when I had went to California on a vacation, I was 17 years old with like some people, you know what I'm saying? Family members and stuff like that that I had met through school, you feel me? So they had, we walking, a street is like connected to Brazil Street. If you come off this street, RP Rocket, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My people Deborah, my sister Deborah, her dad, RP Rocket, his street come to Brazil Street. You know, I see Game, you know what I'm saying? Pulling off. Can't nobody tell me that man don't be on the turf, but I didn't meet him. I seen him though. I seen Yo Gotti back in the day, he had a Cocaine Music Magnum, passing out CDs in Birmingham. I seen him, but I didn't have a conversation with these people. He had a Magnum with Cocaine Muse on it. Bigger Rank was the first CD. Me and my dad is lying to that mug. My dad do not listen to rap music. I wasn't allowed to listen to rap music. I was allowed to listen to church music. Just being honest. But he, the man, the way he approached us and gave us that CD, man, put that on. Put that on. Bigger Rank and Radio. Or Real Talk Radio. Let me talk to him. I'm in that chick. I'm like, what? Let me talk to him. That pure cocaine. That I'm like, all right, I'm already rapping. Back then was tapes. I'm on church tapes, flipping the church tape, dropping. I hear that. I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what I'm talking about for real. Yeah. I knew it, but I'm like seeing it, like, yeah. But when I like touch hands, Snooty Wide, the way he treated me, rock with me, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah. Then he got locked up. He come home. My boy gone. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, dang, you feel me? Like, that's the first person showed me like how to be with people. And shout out to MK Inc., Money, OGP, Indiana, Detroit, my whole family, my Tina, my auntie Tina, Uncle Zach, all them. You know what I'm saying? They real people too. You know what I'm saying? Hush Jeweler, Kazaya Jeweler, Fort Lauderdale, like especially Road Dollar, they real people. Like New York, Marcy Goon, Easy, Latin Squad, real people. You know what I'm saying? Sticks, Stretch, my boy Propaganda Founder. Like, man, that's why I don't consume drugs or weed no more. Look, because I can remember all these people's names now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and speak it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trap Mandini, this, my Lil Snoop, his people, his brother. You know what I'm saying? Like real people, you know what I'm saying? Like real caliber people though.
Yeah.
Like he got a whole luxury brand. Like in sale luxury, like this real caliber people. You know what I'm saying? His brother is Johnny Knox for NFL. Real caliber people. You know what I'm saying? But him himself, he the swag god. He the one that, man, all our partners in school, they want to sell or not. He taught us that swag. You know what I'm saying? Because hey, he need was
that
so swag, humble.
Man, I need to get some, bro. He taught us. I got that old
40
man.
He taught us that.
4 kids swag.
But I was that country swag. You got to be around it. And it's just like sipping this. You sit around somebody, you sipping their tea now. They mama might cook beans and drink Kool-Aid. Your house, they might drink straight tea. Your house, they might drink all orange juice. My house might be all soursop. And you got to increment it, though. That boy, the swag god, he is the one shit. That boy put the overseas baby, my damn, snatch the shit off his back. Nigga, you wear that shit better than me. You fly as hell, nigga. And I'm talking about to wear it like him, not to take it. Yeah. Like, let me show me what you did. Cody, man, this nigga did a post pumping gas. I say, shush, you feel me? Like these niggas caliber people. You, like how you be moving. Boy, you active. You a caliber person, what? You active, but you humble. Roll Dollar, all them people, like, I be learning from all y'all, and I just be sitting there like, damn, I better not go to sleep too long. I better not. Sleep is a luxury.
You'll miss some.
I bet not.
Say we get enough when we dead, man.
Yeah. Man, him just left the studio a couple nights ago, 5 o'clock in the morning. Back he up. I'm back up.
up at 7 or something, back up right at 8. Up,
maybe by 8:39.
Back up.
Back to it.
I pop back open. Let's get back it.
Burning like a motherfucker. Gotta get it.
I'm telling you, man.
I want to go back down.
I couldn't sleep longer if I wanted to, shit.
For real.
That's what you used to. Yeah.
Real hustlers. Like, real hustlers. Real grinders. Real motivators. Real inspirational people.
Yeah.
Like.
What's the day in the life?
Of me? A day in the life?
Overseas, of baby.
I'm overseas, baby. Okay. Day in life for me is getting up in the morning, sending out my orders. Going to these manufacturers, checking on my orders, selling merchandise, packaging my merchandise, coming up with sales pitch, like my sales pitch, you walk in fashion with a passion. Come walk in fashion with a passion with the overseas, baby. Marketing, then putting on my work clothes, going to work, coming off. I don't work out every night, but I work out. Then I got to do it all again. Make sure my mama got something she took care of. She got what she need. She cooking the meal. I'm vegan, but she whipping it up.
Yeah.
So she basically the guru because she know the recipes. She trying this, trying that. I'm just going to get the product, which I cook too. I cook very well. But she putting together, so she a big part of my health because sometimes I ain't got time to cook. I come home, I just got to dump it in the bowl.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, my daddy, I always own me. He called me, so I need to take care of senior grandma some money. Boom, I got to put that in that same block to go and go to work. So I used to look at it like, man, it's torture. And everything, it ain't what it always seemed. And some stuff is what it seemed.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
But then I looked at it like, shit, you know what? I can handle all this. Now, when it be something that I enjoy, which I ain't say I don't enjoy helping nobody, but I enjoy, I'm really going to be able to handle that right there like that. Because I got to do all this. And I still got to contact my team and still mail out products. I still got to hit TikToks, all the social medias. Still got to answer text messages, check the emails, artwork, WhatsApp. You approve this. Still be mentally strong. Have my aroma therapy with me. The eucalyptus, my candles in the car. I still got to go. You know what I'm saying? So it's compiled, but this man that called me, we're handling some business. Me and Seth like talking on the phone all day. We're handling some business. I talk to him. We're handling some business. Like me and him, it'd be different talk. Like me and him, we talk through music. We in that car riding.
Yeah.
And that was to show you my day right there. We in that car riding. And I still do other people's brands too. So you got to increment that in too. So taking time to find what shirts they like, and you know I write everything down, so I gotta write down. You see this 6:20 a.m. Monday, March 20, 2022. I always be take toe writing down. You know what I'm saying? How much?
You gotta keep track of it. We say a lot of shit.
And when people ask you, what did you do to get to this point? And it's the little small details.
Yes,
it's the everyday.
The work
you do is the good habits you build up. You know what I'm saying? And I can say this, bro. That is true.
Man,
that is, he is not, you don't hear no females in there, you don't hear no parties in there, you don't hear no club, no bro.
I was going to say, what's the female in the brand? I mean, do you got a female that you that's pushing it too?
I got a lot of people, Kat do like, she say, come walking fast with a passion overseas, baby. I got a lot of women that put it on, they like the brand, but like as a brand ambassador, I don't have a brand ambassador. I don't have a person that just, I pay to do this, it be like all out genuine love. I give a lot out. You know what I'm saying? I treat my clothes like the turkey dry. You got to give some. You know what I'm saying? So they already know, hey, man, we rocking with him because I might meet them through somebody else, and they rocking with them, and I'm not trying to hit on them. I'm not trying to cut them off no type of way or talk down to nobody in my family, in they family, because we all branch together.
Right.
And it always worked better like that. You know what I'm saying? So like Bree, you know what I'm saying? Kat, a lot of other women, let me think, cause I don't wanna miss nobody, but Bonnie, don't forget Young, Flocko, his people, Bonnie, you know what I'm saying? They Karen helped me, Flyers, man, like
so again, a support team.
Yeah, Deborah put on a jacket, like mom put my stuff on a social media. Auntie Deb talking about it. Like older, the elders, the young, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you touching all different brackets.
Yeah, you got to hit every age bracket. Because this ain't me. I didn't do this. It's we. It's a we and wealthy. And you know, wealthy got health in it too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you ain't healthy unless everybody around you eating. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
So, and it say heal, healthy, heal thy. You got to heal thyself. You know what I'm saying? So, the women help. You know what I'm saying? Because they the one put out babies. Like 19 Keys said, they birth babies. We birth ideas. But we still got to go to who they the one that basically, just to be real, they the mathematics of the world. A woman. God first and a woman. Because without that woman, it's none of us.
Right. Man. Shout out to all our women out there, all our mothers and specifically as well, all our queens,
yeah,
all the hoes that want to be queens, yeah, get there one day.
Yeah.
I just be like being that boss, man, affect that relationship with. Let me say, are you in a relationship?
Oh no, I ain't in no relationship.
Does being a boss affect that, or is it the grind and the specificness of I gotta do this for me or anything that affects that with you?
I say it like this. My focus ain't that. Secondary. A lot of stuff be overwhelming for the female because they need the emotional support. When you grind and grind and grind and grind,
you ain't got it like that.
You got it, but they tell you this. First thing they say, it's a quote, don't get me feeling like this and get me used to nothing. And you can't keep that same vibe. Well, I'm not a robot. I'm not an email marketer. I'm not an email marketer. I'm not gonna hit you at 8 o'clock every morning like Burlington and all the rest of the people. Cause I still sell Burlington, TJ Maxx. I save y'all money. I get t-shirts, Ross, and I'm the boss. Church. I still get my polo, Tommy Hilfiger, and I ain't lost because I paid a cheaper cost. You dig what I'm saying, man? So I'm smart with it. You know what
Definitely
I'm saying?
Need somebody fit into your lifestyle.
Yeah, and like I said, they gonna say. Like I call you on break or whatever like that. I don't call you on break every time. It's something wrong. But right now, I got the ultimate sales machine. I'm Reed. I apologize in the camera. Like my boy Living It Up, Eric Sue. If you read his book, Living It Up, he tell you every chapter, go get a book. And then Chet Holmes, I'm Reed. So this time, I can't dedicate this time to you. So I'm not saying I ain't going to never have nobody, a queen or a team, one or the other. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't my main focus because I know you need emotional support. And guess what? I need emotional support too, but more than that, I need my mind space to get my currency, man, and currently help others and be in the mental space where I can endure and then take knowledge. So if you can't fit in that, or if they can't fit in that, because this ain't just saying I'm going to have 20 women. I'm going
to say, bitch, I need to be the best me, and if you can't fuck with it, I ain't got time for you, ho.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
And it's real tough, man.
She gonna have to be a hustler, too.
A lot of niggas not self-aware, bro. A lot of not self-aware and cold, you know what I'm saying? And with their emotions to even realize that, you know what I'm saying?
And jump into some shit just because it's pursued
it's
or
easy,
whatnot.
And then you can, you know what I'm saying? Nah, for real.
How's running, like, I ain't gonna say how it's running, bitch, because you running the shit, you doing your thing.
We running it.
Y'all running it. Mm-hmm. What do you consider success to be?
$3 trillion, the house of Saud, a family where you don't know who got the most money, they all look good. It ain't gonna never be him on the 40s, him on the 40s, him on the 40s. Not saying we're not gonna make it, but it's gonna be who got the most money. Who got this? That's success to me when you don't know. Like the Rockefellers, you don't know. House of Saud, you don't know. The Queen of Britain, you don't know. The Dubai family, you don't know. That's success to me. When you can't figure somebody out, that's success. That's somebody that care about their privacy. They got political respect for other people, so they're not gonna talk about other races and derogatory to other people, whether they did something wrong or not.
Right.
That's success to me. When you don't know. And that's the best success. Cause you know who they get it from? God. We don't know when he coming. We don't know what he look like, but you know he the one. He the most high. And that's success. You know what I'm saying?
It's the first time I heard that one. Yeah. Fucking got me fucking lost. God damn. That's real, man. When you don't know. That's money right there. Wells Fargo, you don't know. Yeah. Shit. Now going down, man, we're just seeking some wisdom, right? But looking back, what's one of the things you wish you understood about the entrepreneurship before you ever got started?
One thing I wish I ever knew is that your hustle don't get you everywhere. I thought hustle, hustle, hustle. I always knew connections, but it was when you add something to somebody else, that's what gets you where you need to go. Jay-Z had Kanye West doing them beats. Mm-hmm. You know, he probably was overlooking that man like he wasn't nothing. And some was respecting his art and his craft, but look at him now. Everybody don't have to agree with it, but he did was that person that was just making beats. And look at him. You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was hustle and connection. Now I used to be able to make somebody else bigger than you. And you own. You know what I'm saying? And that's a real fact. If you can't bring nobody up and make them bigger than you, Coach Storm always say, I need 1,000 families. I made $1 million. That's own. And you got leverage now. I got a car for 20 million. I got a car for 20 million. I got a car for 20 million. I'm winning. You see what I'm saying? I can't win if they ain't all got 20 million. You ain't got 20 million. Bro ain't got 20 million. My mom and dad ain't got 20 million. Grandma ain't got 20 million. I ain't winning if I ain't made them no money. Because everybody got stuff they can do. They just need a mastermind like me and the people around me and you as a collective to push it.
Right.
Everybody not social media experts. Some people older and elders not going to do that. So they need somebody to do it that's not going to finesse them for their bread. You know what I'm saying? And when I learned that, man, I started capitalizing.
Man, that was one thing about us too. We don't chase views. We ain't about to follow us. Every person we got is organic. We don't, when I say we don't chase views, we not going out, we not doing the interviews for, oh man, you got shot, or oh man, what's the next?
All the
negativity.
Perpetuating the stereotypes and the negative stereotypes in hip hop culture.
We don't chase views.
Yeah.
We change views.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you for coming on, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
Because you are an example of somebody that's actually changing views, changing mindsets. It's a perspective thing. You can have the same fucking, I mean, we have the same mind, but the perspective of it. Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? Mm-hmm. How do you see the shit?
Simple as that. Life is simple as that. Is it half full for you or half empty?
Man, you changing minds, bro.
Yeah,
you fucking
that.
Changing minds. If you could offer a first-time hustler, person that's getting into either music, fashion, or just wanting to, you know, step out their comfort zone and give their testimony and mentor somebody, what's some of the advice that you would give them?
I tell them, first thing I tell them, I always think first, but first thing I tell them is paperwork. EIN, trademark, LLC, C Corp, S Corp, nonprofit organization, patent your quotes and your ideas, paperwork. Have paperwork done. This right here, I was going to make money. Paperwork. Everything I just said, paperwork. And the book is your paperwork. Don't always go out with their phone.
Yeah.
If phone break, you need to go by the old law. You still reading books. They doing virtual, but you still got a book you got to go
to. They got to write it down in order for it to get to that point.
Paperwork. Pyramids. That's their form of paperwork. Always do paperwork. Even if you mess up, everything not going to be right. Always do paperwork. That's the best thing you can do. and that's gonna always win. Cause now you charted your growth. You know what I'm saying? You charted everything.
Right.
You got this, you got that. Even if you gotta go change something, whatever, you got some charted, you got some on paper form. But when you go to these banks, you do other stuff like that, which I never had a loan or a grant. But people that do that, I congratulate you. You got the paperwork where you're supposed to give you this money, lend you this money, do that stuff. Like you said, I don't do the views. I don't do that. I'm changing lives. That paperwork, that's you changing their mindset. Oh, yeah, you got paperwork. Well, she got paperwork.
They serious about the shit. They got it all laid out from beginning to what they want.
They don't care if it's $1 million on a paper or $10 every month. You got that goal, that five-year plan on paperwork. It's more than you having that blue check. It's more than you having $100,000 in the bank, because they don't care about credit. They care about the plan and that paperwork. So like you said, all that ain't going to work. That work for a certain group of people.
Right.
Because it still is with views and likes and stuff like that. It still is a thing that everybody looking at right now is just presentation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that right there is how I feel about my paperwork. Like, yeah. My presentation good, is excellent, but that paperwork way better. Like how you catching people and you changing lives and changing views, that's your paperwork. Cause that's a real fact what you said, because I met you at the South by Southwest, you treated me just like everybody else. And I'm here just like everybody else. And that's a real fact. That's right there gonna get you them $1 trillion, man. Cause that's your paperwork showing you that. And I went from ground up, bro. You know, so I'm kicking down those ground up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm touching lives ground up. This is my portfolio. And your video, that's your paperwork. Your mic, that's your paperwork. That's your paperwork. Your post, that is a form of paperwork. You winning. And you going to win. Like they say, Boots and Webbing. Go to TV. You going to be big. You going to be great and big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I heard that from the overseas, baby, man. Mm-hmm. Like
that. I definitely think it's like definitely ownership and honesty. That's something I would give them. Like, it's okay to be honest.
Yeah.
You don't know it all. You don't got it all. You don't know it all. You're here to learn. Be yourself. Walk in every room as yourself. And everything will work out.
Yep. And shout out to Big Major too. You know what I'm saying? Major Jolie, man. Y'all go rock with her.
Write the vision, make it plain.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself. Shit, besides the money, what's your favorite part to compensate people?
Well, impact over income. Impact your life.
God damn, this nigga just come up with the shit, man. Woo, fuck. Impact over income. I hope you got that patented, man. Yeah. Shit.
Everything he said is like another chapter.
Man, that's a whole new chapter. So definitely changing the life way much better. Changing the view or giving them something that they can use now physically. That definitely changes, man. Hey, a good life is one which you do more things you want to do. And you changing shit with your team, man. You're putting things in a place where, again, everybody around you want to see win.
And they going to win.
I heard that J. Cole, man. What's first class if my niggas can't sit? What good is first class if my niggas can't sit, bro?
Yeah.
Shit. You own it.
We King on Kilo. It, on it.
Man, what's some things you want people to know before we walk out of here, man?
I want everybody to know, man, collaboration over competition. You know what I'm saying? Like, you only get one mind, you only get one body. So watch what you intake. Your eyes. That's the first thing you're going to intake. You don't need to watch everything. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that's your CD. It's always going to play in your mind. So watch you intake. Watch you consume. In some situations, you're going to have to see certain stuff, but put a clothes on your eye, man. You know what I'm saying? You need to put that veil over your face. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them people wearing the fringes. Like,
control serious, what you man. Intake. Keys are eyes to the soul, so you gotta guard it. You gotta be, because they putting everything out on TV now,
mm-hmm.
especially diluting the minds of our youth, our right. children, our babies, because mm-hmm. right. them the ones that's taking over the world. Mm-hmm. So what you doing right now? We making sure we get in front of all of our babies' eyes, man.
Yep.
Official King Bambino Kilo. Overseas, baby. Few words, man. Let them know where they can find you at all platforms.
You can find me on this platform, Instagram, at OFFICIA number one underscore KING underscore BAMBINO underscore KILO. My business page is at on Instagram at OVERSEASBABY underscore. Find me on TikTok, King Bambino Kilo. You can find me on Twitter at DAOVERSEABY. The overseas, baby. If you go to Tumblr, it's Bama Shouting. If you go to Snapchat, it's ITS underscore BAMASHAWTY. It's going to say church. That's me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we're definitely. We appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you too, man.
Changing some shit, man. You're shaking the city up, bro. Just again, not just with your presence, but with your spirit. Yeah. And that's what definitely we're going to continue to affect people with. Because we need that, man. We need this collaboration over competition. Fuck! Motherfucker, out of Memphis. La Familia Love. Ounce Age. Go make sure you listen to him on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio. Check out all of the previous interviews. King Bambino Kilo has been pushing out. He's in H-Town doing his thing from the north side. Definitely, y'all. We appreciate him having in. Y'all make sure y'all tap in, tune in, download this right now. Exclusive Talk Radio. Again, King Bambino Kilo.
He definitely
in the
motherfucking
building.
On that road to the riches. Shout out to
Road
Dollar again. Shout out
to Life of Cody with the Road to the Riches, baby.
Yeah.
Definitely Road Dollar. Y'all make sure y'all check out the documentary coming out soon. If you haven't, make sure y'all definitely follow them all on all platforms. That's Road Dollar, The Life of Cody. And we have sitting down today, King Bambino Kilo. I call him King Kilo. Let's go.
205, man.
It's Big Tim B, Mr. BreakerBitch.com. Log in your flat back and bitch. Church.
Church.
Muller pipe me up for this one.
The only time you slide when you be at the park. Church, you know it's murder at the door. They hit the butter up in her and mama. I've been grinding with the steel, you see the sparks. The only time you slide when you be at the park. Church, you know it's murder at the dog. They hit the butter up, he hurt his mama hard. I've been grinding with the steel, you see the sparks. I'm feeling no friends with Glocks every time they switch them cars. It's Big Tim D, yeah, we tied with Memphis Mall.